السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. News and comment. Palestinian women do not need Western colonial conferences on gender equality. They need liberation from occupation and the implementation of the Islamic system. News. On the 2nd of December, the Faculty of Law at Al-Quds University, Jerusalem, hosted an international conference entitled, quote, Gender Equality and Women's Empowerment, Challenges, Solutions, and Best Practices in the Mediterranean Region, end quote. It was organized in partnership with the Palestinian Ministry of Women's Affairs, the Palestinian NGO Forum for Combating Violence Against Women, the UN Population Fund, and the University of Perugia in Italy. The event was funded by the Italian Cooperation and addressed five main themes: violence against women, gender equality in labor market and workplace, women and society, gender and governmental sectors, and the Italian experience. Speakers emphasized the need to promote gender equality programs and policies within the society, as well as women's economic empowerment through increasing their participation in the labor market. Mirko Tricoli, head of the Italian Cooperation Office in Jerusalem, commented that the conference reflected a strong collective commitment to gender equality. The initiative aimed to promote gender equality and prevent gender-based violence in Palestine through social, cultural, and economic transformation. Comment. It is staggering that despite the genocide in Gaza and the daily terror that Palestinian women in the West Bank and elsewhere in the Blessed Land have been subjected to under a murderous occupation, including systematic torture and sexual violence in the occupation prisons, the Al-Quds University and their Western backers should decide to focus on gender equality imbalances in society as a priority that necessitates an international conference. What kind of women's empowerment can ever happen under a brutal occupation? Surely it is uprooting this barbaric entity that should be the primary subject of discussion amongst academics and civil society in Palestine. It is further proof that Western-funded and supported conferences and initiatives to promote gender equality within Muslim lands are not aimed at sincerely improving the lives of women in the region, but rather part of an ongoing colonial legacy of imposing Western beliefs, culture, lifestyles, and systems upon Muslim societies and states. The aim is to erase Islamic social, cultural, and family values and laws and replace them with Western-compliant ones, which facilitate political control over these lands by Western colonial governments. Education and educational institutions in particular have been a favorite tool employed by colonialist states, past and present, to try and spread Western secular liberal culture and eliminate Islam from Muslim communities. The European missionary and cultural associations established in the Muslim lands in the 19th and 20th centuries CE and the American University of Beirut are examples in point. Furthermore, it is nothing new for particular Muslim academics, enamored by Western culture and groomed by colonial mentors, institutions, and organizations to serve as vehicles in spreading Western beliefs to their societies. They follow the footsteps of academics such as Qasem Amin, who traveled as a foreign student to France and enrolled in the Montpellier University in the 19th century, only to return in 1885 CE, fully saturated with the Western thought and mode of thinking, to go on and criticize the hijab, polygamy, and the Islamic view on divorce and inheritance in his writings. This included his book, The Liberation of Women, which promoted Western thought, including the idea of unrestricted freedoms. This conference organized by Al-Quds University simply replicates Western secular narratives on women's rights and empowerment with no objective critical analysis on the credibility of the concept of quote-unquote gender equality in actually solving the multiple problems that women face, whether domestic violence, sexual harassment, poverty, or the lack of educational, economic, political, legal, or healthcare rights. Gender equality, which is sold as a panacea for women's problems, seeks to equalize the role, rights, and responsibilities of men and women within family life and society with the belief that this will establish respect, justice, and a better quality of life for women. It is a Western construct born as a result of the direct failure of European and other secular states to afford value to women's lives and grant them basic economic, political, legal, and educational rights. However, despite quote-unquote gender equality being enshrined in the constitutions and laws of states across the world, the skill of violence against women, harassment, poverty, economic and sexual exploitation, and deprivation of justice and political, economic, educational, and healthcare rights that women face remains dire in lands across the world, East and West. Furthermore, the narrative of women's empowerment through employment is false. For many working women entered low-paid, poor quality, and often exploitative jobs, which not only failed to lift them out of poverty, but forced them to sacrifice and compromise their vital role as mothers and deprive them of valuable quality time with their children. In addition, the call for gender equality in marriage and family life resulted in confusion and discord in marital and parental responsibilities, undermining the harmony of family life and contributing to a rise in divorce. Empowering women in Palestine requires first uprooting the Zionist occupation in its entirety by calling for the mobilization of Muslim armies to liberate the whole of the Blessed Land from this murderous entity. Secondly, empowering women in Palestine and across the Muslim lands requires the establishment of a system that has a sound political, economic, judicial, and education system, which has the ability to secure the rights of all human beings, male and female, in a just manner and ensure a good quality of life. This can only be achieved by a system ordained by the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-knowing, the all-wise, and not any man-made one. And thirdly, empowering women requires the implementation of a social system that achieves cooperation of men and women in all spheres of life to ensure that the dignity of both genders is protected, as well as prescribing rights and duties which complements their nature, achieves harmony in marriage and family life, and truly values the vital role of women as wives and mothers. This can only be achieved by the Islamic social laws and not laws based on gender equality. Therefore, for those who truly seek a better life for women in the Muslim lands and beyond, it is the call for the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Khilafah, Caliphate, based upon the method of the Prophethood, which should be the primary subject of discussions and conferences. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Asma Siddiq, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.